Here we see in the book of Revelation, we see the theme is the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's talking about Him. Revelation finishes what God is wanting us to say to the church. This is the last book given to you and I. Canonized is the Word of God, and you and I have a complete Bible from Genesis to Revelation. There's no other revelation. Well, one person believes me. Amen. Amen. Brother, you give me some water. There's one person believe that. Now, I believe from Genesis to Revelation is the only revelation God has given to you and I. Amen. There's nothing. He's not going to give us another one. Amen. He's finished His Word. This is His love letter to you and I from Genesis to Revelation. And before I forget it, Brother Hub needs some help tonight right after the service. So we go over and help him put some of the stuff back where the school will be ready to run tomorrow. Amen. So he'll need some help doing that. I got that on my mind. I forgot to mention it a minute ago. So remind you to do that. But we come to the book of Revelation. When we come to this book of Revelation, thank you. Thank you, Brother Bo. And thank you, Brother Bo. Amen. But let me just read real fast here, okay? Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us tonight. Thank you. We can have a good time in the house of the Lord. Now, pray, God, you'll touch our hearts in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Bible said in verse number 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's what this book is about, the revelation of Jesus Christ. At the very first part, we see that Christ revealing. We also see the church is rebuked, and as he deals with those seven churches and gives us seven characteristics of how the church will be in the church age. And then we see the church raptured out. Amen. Amen. I think some of us has forgot, but Jesus is coming back for his church. We are headed out of here one day, and we see the rapture of the church. And, of course, we see the other things about that's going to happen here after the church is gone. And, I'm not dealing with any of those things. I'm just dealing with chapter 1. But I'm glad I'm not going to be here. Amen. And so we come to verse number 1. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angels unto the servant John, who bare record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of the prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which abode in his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Then it says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Here's my text. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Well, you just look down at verse 10 and 11. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. I want to look at that thought when he says, I am Omega and Alpha and Omega. We see the self-presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ here. He here identifies himself as the first and the last, with identification with himself with God. And so he is, without a doubt, the Alpha and Omega. He is without a doubt the beginning and the end. Amen. So I just want to look at some things that he is Alpha and Omega. First of all, he's Alpha and Omega in creation. When we see him in creation, he is Alpha and Omega in creation. He is the one that created this world. He was before time ever was. Amen. He was before time. The Bible says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, he thought. We realize that in the mind of God, of course, you can't separate God, Christ, and the Spirit of God in their totality, but we realize that when God, before Jesus Christ was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, we realize all this was in the mind of God. All this creation, you and I, was all in the mind of God before time ever came. And we see that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in John 1:14, it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So he's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see he is Alpha and Omega of creation. And we see he is the one that not only had the power to create. If you go down to verse number 3 of John chapter 1, it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So we realize he is the one that made all this world. He's the one that created you and I. He's the one that created each and everything that you and I see. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, created each and thing. And so we realize he's the Alpha and the Omega of creation. Hey, he was here before creation. He's going to be here at the end. When God makes a new heaven and a new earth, guess what? He still will be ruling and reigning. That's our King. Notice the statement that it says in verse number 8, the very last statement. The Almighty. I don't want us to forget about the Almighty. Amen. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the one that began this thing in thought. He's the one that had the power to create and make these things. And he is the one that keeps everything existing and keeps everything going with his bounty, with his power. The Bible says in Hebrews 1:3, who being in the brightness of his glory and in the express image of his person and upholdeth all things by the word of his power. He's the one that's holding everything together. You know, people's scared about what this nation's going to do if they're going to push the button and we're going to have a nuclear war and it'll just wipe the world and America, I'm not America, but the whole earth will just be destroyed and we'll just be eliminated. Nah, can't happen. No, can't happen. Why? Because God has a plan. So that brings comfort to you and I. God has a plan. Hey, we realize that Jesus Christ hadn't came back for his church yet. Then after that, there'll be a 7-year tribulation period. And then after that, this year, this world's going to be around here for another 1,000 years. Amen. Well, if you believe your Bible, it is. And so, yeah, so they're not going to just blow everything off and the earth will be knocked out of its orbit and it'll go into oblivion. No, why? Because you and I believe the Bible. Because there's a God that holds everything by his power. There's a God that's in control. There's a God that's keeping all these things. We should be praising and glorifying him because we was made for his pleasure. The Bible says this in Revelation 4:11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We was created for his pleasure. We was created to love him and to serve him and to worship him. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the Almighty of creation. He's Alpha and Omega of creation. He created all things. By him all things exist. He's keeping everything by the word of his power. Now, Colossians tells us a little bit different. It says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created by him. And notice what? For him. So we was created for him. He has a desire to use each and every one that's in this building. His Alpha and Omega creation. He wants to use. He has created you for a purpose. We're not just little dots in a row. We're not just little robots. He has something that he wants to each and every one of us to fulfill in our life. He has a purpose for each one that's in this building tonight. Hey, we have a God that loves us and a God that's concerned about us. That's why he says, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. We have a God that's concerned about your well-being. We have a God that's concerned about where you're going to spend eternity, heaven or hell. We have a God that's concerned about your salvation, about your soul, and about your service, and about how you live for the Lord. What a God. Amen. He's Alpha and Omega. The Almighty. The Almighty. He's the Almighty of creation. But not only that, he's the Almighty. He's Alpha and Omega. The Almighty of history. We realize this. The years before him was marked by B.C. The years after him is marked by A.D. The century before was preparation of his advent. And we realize now the history since then is showing his triumph as he builds his church. Amen. What a blessing. He is Alpha and Omega of history. When we think about history, you know what history really is? It's his story. It's his story. It's about him. We realize that this life that you and I live should be centered around the Lord Jesus Christ, should be centered around him. He should be the center of our life. And guess what? If he's the center of our life, you know what the church should be? The center of your life. Because he's the head and we're the body. Yeah, amen. And so we will be in the will of God. He's Alpha and Omega of history. He's Alpha and Omega of the scriptures. Amen. Without him, there'd be no scriptures. Without him, there'd be no story. He appears in Genesis as the seed of the woman. We're talking about Christ now. He appears as the seed of the woman. And then he comes here in Revelation and he's revealed to you and I. And before it's all over, he's what? King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. That's him. That's him. He's the Almighty. What I'm trying to say, he's Alpha and Omega. I don't want to give you my secret away. Let me keep going. Okay, he is the Omega of the Scripture. John 5:39 said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of what? Me. Of me." So we see from Genesis to Revelation, it speaks of him, and all in between is about him. And then he's Alpha and Omega of salvation. He's the beginning of salvation. Without Jesus Christ, there'd be no salvation. He was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And then he was put on an old rugged cross, died for your sins and my sins, shed his life's blood. On the third day, was resurrected for our justification. Where you and I could be born again. Where you and I could be part of the family of God. Where you and I could be saved by the marvelous grace of God. You can call it whatever you want to do. Justification. You can call it regeneration. You can call it being born again. Amen. You can all these names that we could use for the being saved, and it all means the same thing. What simply means, just in this old country language, it means this: you once was a sinner, and now you're not. Amen. Man, I've got this thing going good. Okay. You once was a sinner, and now you're not. That's exactly what God's done for you and I. He's reconciled us. Amen. He's regenerated us. He's birthed us into the family of God. And he's Alpha and Omega. That you and I had nothing to do. Matter of fact, well, the Bible says he's the author of our salvation. Hebrews 12:2 says this: looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. You get that? The author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and now sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So he's the one that convicts us, but he's also the one that sanctifies us. Amen. He's the one that justifies us. He's the one that cleanses us. He's the one that causes where we have no sin. He's the one that washes our sins away. Amen? Yeah. He's the one that does all those things for you and I. And what a blessing it is to know that Jesus Christ does those things for us. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Look at verse number 5 of my text, of chapter 1. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, there's resurrection, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from what? Our sins in his own blood. Amen. He is salvation. Now, with that in mind, I got 10 minutes, but he is salvation. Christ is all in all. Everything you need is in Christ. Everything you need is in Christ. Christ is all in all. This statement, I am Alpha and Omega, this statement means that he's all in all. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We can quote that with no problem, but we harder for us to quote these next verses, but they're just as important. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be appreciation through faith in his blood, declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be the just and the justifier of him which believeth in Christ. There is no other name given by men must be saved. It's Jesus Christ or nothing. Amen. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. So you'll not get to heaven by your good works. For by grace you saved through faith, that not except a gift of God, not a works, that's what any man should boast. You'll not get to heaven a member of Philadelphia Baptist Church. You'll not get to heaven by being a member of some other church. You'll not be to heaven by being a member of some kind of secret society or some kind of society or some kind of social thing in this world. You'll not get to heaven that way. You'll not be able to work your way to heaven. You'll not be able to talk your way to heaven. Some of y'all try. Now, you might not be able to talk your way to heaven. You'll not be able to talk God into letting you into heaven. But I will tell you this, every one of you will stand before God. Everyone in this room will one day stand before Almighty God. What a sobering thought tonight. That we start off 2018. And we start off 2018 knowing that He is the I Am, the Alpha and Omega, that He is the Almighty. He's at our, what? He's at our beckoning. He desires for you and I to call unto Him. He desires for you and I to trust in Him. Trust the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy path. He desires for you and I to come to Him. He desires for you and I to love Him. He loved us and He loves us. And He's washed our sins away by His own blood. He's gave His life. You read it right there in that text. He's done what all He could do. He's Christ is the all in all of salvation. And guess what? He wants us to be that we need to be for Him. Now He's all the life of the believer. It's in one verse. Take your Bibles and turn to Galatians chapter number 2, verse number 20. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is, Lord Jesus Christ, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you and I have that tonight. I'm telling you, He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the all of our salvation. He's the all of our Christian life. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but here's the secret. Here's the secret for 2018 for you and I living for the Lord. Christ liveth in me. We've got to get, at Philadelphia Baptist Church, we've got to get it in our minds. We've got to get it in our hearts. We've got to get it in our thoughts. We've got to get it in believing that Christ is trying His best to live His life through us. You remember what Dr. Gibbs said? Our number one job is to make Jesus look good. Christ is our all in all. I want to ask you, just these few seconds here, as the sisters come into play, I want to ask you, are you willing to dedicate yourself in 2018 to let Christ be the all in all? That means He needs to be the all in all of your life. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh. Some of y'all think y'all can't live for the Lord till you get to heaven. You need to live for Him here. You need to be a testimony, a light here. He said, I live in the flesh. I live by what? The faith of the Son of God. So you know how you're going to live a better life for the Lord? You're going to have faith in Him. You have to do what the Old Testament, trust in the Old Testament faith, means faith. You have to put your trust in the Lord. Trust the Lord with all the heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. And He shall direct thy path. Isn't that what you want somebody to follow? Isn't that what you want a path to follow in? And it comes by faith. Christ is our all in all. He's an Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end of everything. Of the scriptures, of history, of creation, of salvation, of our spiritual walk. It's all in Him. Amen. But the Bible says if you're going to walk in the Spirit, you're not going to be able to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Which takes me to 1 John. We have three problems there. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. That's what's hindering our Christian walk. And here's how we do it. We have to be crucified with Christ. I have to crucify my eyes. I have to crucify my flesh. And I have to crucify the pride of life. That's the key. Not great preaching tonight. Just a very simple key. Just want to challenge you. Christ is all we need. He's got everything we need. And so all we need is to use what He's given to you now. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live yet. Except, yet I live in me. Christ, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. To live as Christ, to know Him, to love Him, to glorify Him, to be like Him, to work for Him, to shine for Him. I wonder, are we willing to do that in 2018? Paul said it like this, whose I am, whom I serve. He came out of the bottom of that ship in Acts chapter number 27. And he said, the one has stood beside me tonight, the angel of God, whose I am, and I serve. Can we say that he's ours, and we're serving him tonight? No great shouting message tonight, but just a truthful message. Starting out 2018, I just thought about it. We need to remember that he is the great I am. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the Almighty. Let's bow our heads. He is Alpha and Omega of the church. He's the foundation of the church. He bought the church with his blood. And one day he's coming back for the church. I wonder, how will he find us? Will he find us serving God? Will he find us being faithful? 2018 has already started. First service of 2018, would we commit? You don't have to come around the altar. Just right there where you're at. Would you commit to say, I want to let Christ live in me? I want the Christ to live through me. Help me to be that, what I need to be. Dear Heavenly Father, pray you help us tonight to be that we need to be for you. God, help us to let you live through us. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. 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 What a blessing. Amen.